Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
When men and women dedicate their lives to the cause of Jesus Christ, they can know for sure that they will be rewarded. That does not mean, as the health and wealth preachers are teaching, that God gives us big houses, fine automobiles, and a large bank account. Sometimes that obviously happens, but there is no promise in the gospel that Jesus Christ will make us healthy and wealthy. There are numerous promises that God will be with us and bless us if we serve Him with our whole hearts. Paul told the Romans, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Romans 6:23. Our Lord assured the Smyrnaeans, "Be faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life." That is, a crown consisting of life. Revelation 2:10. When the Hebrew midwives defied the king's command by saving the Hebrew men children alive, they were rewarded for their faithfulness to God. The inspired author of Exodus makes these remarks concerning the Hebrew midwives. "Therefore God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and waxed very mighty. And it came to pass, because the midwives feared God, that He made them houses." Exodus 1:20-21. There is no indication that God had spoken to the Hebrew midwives about saving the boy babies from death. But the midwives knew the will of God about killing. The midwives were willing to endanger their own lives and the lives of other Israelites by disobeying the king's commands. The Hebrew midwives may have known very little, if anything, about God's plan for the nation of Israel. But they trusted in the providence of God to protect them and to prosper the Israelite people. As a consequence of the faithfulness of the midwives, the nation multiplied and waxed very mighty. Through all of these activities, God was getting His people ready to leave Egypt and to journey toward the land God had promised to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. These were exciting, but also troubling times for the children of God. I do want to stress in passing that the Hebrew midwives were rewarded with houses and other blessings because they feared God. And what did it mean then? And what does it mean now to fear God? Fearing God in Old Testament times and in New Testament times meant doing God's will. How can anyone claim to love God and fail to keep God's commandments? Righteousness in God's sight always means to follow the Lord's statutes and laws. David said a long time ago, "My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness." Psalm 119:172. How can anyone claim to fear God and refuse or fail to do what God tells him to do? Because the Hebrew midwives feared God, He made them houses. It would be interesting to know just how God made houses for those women. We are not told, and there is no point in speculating. But we know that in some way God rewarded the midwives for their keeping the men children alive. Will He reward us if we work at preventing the deaths of millions of babies? At this time in our nation, we are not succeeding in keeping babies from being killed by their mothers and doctors. But we must never despair. The day will come when we shall succeed, or our nation will be in danger of destroying itself. The killing of 30 million babies in the past 25 years has drastically weakened this nation and will continue to weaken it. The Pharaoh did not give up in his plan to destroy the people. "Every son that is born," he said, "you shall cast into the river, and every daughter you shall save alive." Exodus 1:22. Thank you for listening. May God bless you.